This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. The Winter Olympics are underway, but at this very moment, it's time for the real sporting event of the season. It's time for the puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He is the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
Okay, what was last week's challenge?
Yeah, it was an interesting one. It came from Sam Williamson of Charlevoix, Michigan. And it was two parts. I asked, where in most homes will you find the words she, S-H-E, and his, H-I-S? And what word would you see right after his? Well, the intended answer is you see these two words upside down on a digital clock when the times are 3:45 and 5:14 respectively. And immediately after 5:14 is 5:15. If you turn that upside down on the clock, it spells sis, S-I-S. We had an interesting alternative that you see these words in a liquor cabinet. S-H-E is inside sherry, and his is inside whiskey, and right after his is key, K-E-Y.
Oh, points for creativity, but only the person with the intended answer gets to play our puzzle. We should say this was really hard. We only got 15 correct answers. And a randomly selected winner is Marsha Veach of Springfield, Oregon. She joins us on the line now. Marsha, good job.
I actually didn't get the answer myself. My husband did.
Oh, you're a generous soul for giving him credit.
Well, he really did, but he said he won't talk on the radio.
So was it easy for him, or do these things come quickly?
Apparently, this was easy for him. I think he must hang upside down to look at the digital clock, because I just don't know how it ever occurred to him. But he said he kind of thinks in numbers, I guess. And... Huh.
Okay, so are you ready to play the puzzle?
I guess.
You got Marsha, let's try that again. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
Absolutely.
Hey, I like that answer. Okay, Will, what do you have to puzzle us with this week?
Okay, Marsha and Rachel, today's puzzle is called Break Loose. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase in which the first word has a long A vowel sound, as in break, and the second word has a long U vowel sound, as in loose. For example, if I gave you the clue part of a car that brings the car to a stop, you would say brake shoe.
Okay. You got it, Marsha?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
that's kind of how
right,
I feel. Okay, let's try.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Number one, beverage from Welch's.
Grape juice.
Good.
Grape juice is it. Number two, education after kindergarten.
Grade school.
Yeah.
That's it. Part of a building in which you might play ping pong or billiards.
Game room.
That's
good.
It. What an astronaut wears.
Space suit.
That's it. Durable top for a house. It's
some
not
kind
shingles.
Of roof.
It's more roof. And what kind? It's more
slate roof.
Slate roof. Good. Is it? Brand of vodka that shares its name with a dull-colored fowl.
I don't know.
Okay, what's a dull color?
Gray.
Yeah.
Gray goose.
And a fowl.
Yes.
A gray goose.
Okay.
There you go. You knew more than you thought. The third bi-monthly issue in a calendar year.
Third bi-monthly. Third okay. June.
Uh-huh. And what month is before that?
Oh, May-June.
May-June. Oh, there you go.
Good.
All right, try this. A narrow slide, often next to an elevator, in which postal letters are dropped.
Mail chute.
That's it. What people who agree on something are said to sing.
Same tune.
Hmm. That's the same tune. Footwear for wet weather.
Some kind of boot.
Oh, you
yeah,
wear them in spring.
Rain boots.
Yeah.
Rain boots, is it? Unvarnished facts.
Plain truths.
That's it. And your last one. Number one Beatles song with the lyric, "Don't make it bad, take a sad song and make it better."
Hey Jude.
Yes.
Hey Jude, is it?
Marsha, that was excellent. You didn't even need your husband.
Not for that part. I only need him for the hard ones.
And for playing the puzzle today, you get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, puzzle books, and games. Woohoo! I like that response. That lapel pin is a real pleaser. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Before we let you go, Marsha, where do you listen to us? What's your public radio station?
KLCC. I've been a volunteer. We've been members. But right now I work on Sundays, so I listen to you on the podcast.
All right. KLCC in Eugene, Oregon, and on the podcast. Marcia Veach of Springfield, Oregon, thanks so much for playing the puzzle, Marcia. We had a great time with you.
Thank you. So did I.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Steve Bagish of Arlington, Massachusetts. Name a title character from a classic work of fiction in 8 letters. Change the third letter to an M, as in Mary, and the result will be 2 consecutive words naming parts of the human body. Who is the character, and what parts of the body are these? So again, title character, classic work of fiction, 8 letters, change the third letter to an M, and you'll get 2 consecutive names of parts of the body. What parts of the body are these?
When you've got the answer, go to our website. It's npr.org/puzzle and click on that Submit Your Answer link. Limit yourself to 1 entry per person, please. And our deadline for those entries is Thursday, February 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And then you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times. And he is Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.